In today's Gospel, St. Mark gives us a very significant event that is very good for us to truly understand. For our Lord was trying to wean the apostles of his physical presence. They had become attached to him, and so he was trying to bring them to a greater faith this day so that they would truly come attached to that presence by which the Lord will remain with the church until the end of time, that is, his Eucharistic presence, and there truly reign as the Eucharistic King of the church. And so we too, in times of tribulation, must take stock of what happened to the apostles this day, for we must be completely confident that the church herself is invincible because her head is invincible, and our Lord will protect the church in all times and in all places. No matter how violent the storms of change seem to blow against the church, she will remain unassailable by her enemies, both within and without. And so she will continue to go forward in the sea of this world because she is a divine institution and therefore has the divine protection. And so we can certainly come to rest in Holy Mother Church, for we know that she is invincible and that she guides us always and everywhere by her sound doctrine and her sacramental life. And so let us again renew our commitment to Holy Mother Church, and especially having that confidence that the apostles would eventually come to have, so that they could truly go forth to teach all nations, and they would go forth fearlessly, not worrying about the beatings nor anything that would come their way, but rather knowing they were guided and protected by the Lord himself. And so let us truly strive to go forward in this life so that we do not risk losing our Lord for all eternity in the life to come.
Christus.